if you would. We're not going to go to Acts. This is Communion Sunday. We want to thank the ladies, all the ladies that do our communion, how much we appreciate them doing it. And I would like to take what we've been learning in Acts and apply it to our communion. And I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 3, and while you're turning, I'm going to read something to you. What's a man like before they come to know the Lord? What's a person like before they come to know the Lord? It says, now Saul, who would become Paul, but before he knew the Lord, what was Saul like? Well, he thought he was an agent of God to kill people. Listen to me. God doesn't need you to kill people. God can kill people, and it's his business. God calls you to love. These crazy nuts, religious fundamentalism that kill people, are of the devil. And that's who was behind Saul. He was breathing threats and murder. Why did he hate Jesus' disciples? Well, he was a child of, ready? The devil. When you become born again, a change occurs. It doesn't occur overnight, and you're not perfect. But the fruit of God's Spirit comes into your life. And there is a softening in a genuinely born-again Christian. I know it's not always easy to do, but there's a conviction that we need to have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, faithfulness. The Spirit softens you. But in Acts 9, what do we see of Paul regarding Christians and Jesus' sacrifice? Kill them! Kill them all! Then God, last week, hits him, knocks him on his can. 20 years later, go to Philippians chapter 3. 20 years later, the work of God's Spirit in his life, he's now Paul. Let's start with Philippians 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Who is he talking about now? The Lord Jesus. To write the same things is no trouble to you, and it is a safeguard for you. Why, Pastor Dave, do you keep repeating? Because that's how you learn. Beware of the dogs. Well, is Paul saying you can't have a pet? No. The people he formerly worked with to kill people, that's what they referred to, people who followed Christ. They're a bunch of dogs. That's the Judaism of his day. They're dogs that follow this Jesus. So he's now, guess what? For right or wrong, he's now turned the tide and said, if you reject Jesus, beware the dogs. Woo! Beware of evil workers. Beware of the false circumcision. Well, what's false circumcision? It's people who think that being physically, outwardly circumcised were the true people of God. Do you know who the true people of God, Paul taught, were? Those who were spiritually circumcised, born again. Man, has he changed in these 20 years. Watch how this goes. For we are the true circumcision. Now, please look at that. I want my Sunday school to look at that. Who is the we? Who's Paul talking to in Philippians? Those in Christ, Jew and Gentile, who are in Jesus, are the what? Church. The church. Who's the true circumcision? Ain't nobody true that's outside of Jesus. If you're in Jesus, you are the true, are you ready, people of God. That's what he means by this. Well, Pastor Dave, that's not what I was taught in theology. Well, you were taught wrong. We preach the word here. You, in Christ, are the true circumcision. And we glory in the Lord Jesus. The word Christ means Messiah. Wow, what has Paul come to discover when God knocked him on his rear? That Jesus, Yeshua, was the what? The Messiah. And we put no confidence in the flesh. Now he starts to tell you something because of the work of the Holy Spirit in this man's life. Although I might have confidence in the flesh formally. If anyone has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far the more before I was knocked on my can on the road to Damascus. Circumcised the eighth day. That's what the law said. By the way, if anybody tells you you need to get under the Mosaic law, they have violated Galatians. And that Paul said, if I or an angel from heaven preach to you that you need to get under the Mosaic law, that's what Paul's talking about in Galatians, let them be damned and go to hell. You are under the Lord Jesus Christ and His grace. Moses is gone. Circumcised the eighth day, the nation of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as to the law, a what? No, you now know what the word Pharisee means. Pharisee in Hebrew means separated one. And what do we call those who think they're so good spiritually? Fundamentalists. We believe in the fundamentals here, but we do not have the arrogance of those people that think that they deserve heaven and no one else. And then Paul says this, as to the zeal, a persecutor of the church. What did Paul do before he was born again? Go around arresting people and murdering them and imprisoning them. He's looking at his past. As to the righteous, blameless. Guess what? Hebrews told us, you're not under Moses anymore. Moses is gone. Christ is the end of Moses, it says in Paul's writings. Now watch what he says in verse 7. Once he becomes born again, once God knocks him on his can on the road to Damascus, look what he said. But whatever things were gained to me, what was gained for Paul? Pharisee of the Pharaoh, law of Moses, circumcision, you name it, all the externals. Jesus said, gone. And Paul says, the church is the true circumcision. Born again is circumcision now. And he says that, watch this now in verse 8, more than that, I count some things to be loss. All things to be loss in the surpassing value of knowing Messiah Jesus my Lord. 20 years after God did that to him on the Damascus Road, Paul has a complete 180 because he's been born again. Who does he value more than anything? The one that he hated more than anything. God has a sense of humor. Watch this. For whom I have suffered and prospered and had a great jet. And God gave me a jet and a mansion in Louisiana. What did he do? He suffered for Christ. What? The loss of all things. And I count them but, oh, you don't know. You don't know what Paul just said. That's been cleaned up in your version. Today, the Bible gets censored. The Bible is a very frank book, very open and honest about a lot of things. And the word there, rubbish, doesn't mean rubbish. You ready for this? The polite way of saying it would be dung, poop. Do you realize what Paul is saying? And I know I make people mad when I say this. All of his Judaism prior to Christ, he considers what now? He said all, and all here means all. All of it, circumcised the eighth, all of Moses is what? Poop. Compared to knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Did I say that? Listen to me, the privilege of knowing Jesus Christ, that's why Hebrews said, someone far greater than Moses. That's why Matthew 12 in chapter 8 says, someone far greater than the temple is here. The Messiah, Mashiach Yeshua. And anything compared to him, are you ready? Paul said, is what? Dung.
Wow, Paul. From the guy who breathed out threats and murder to the fact that his whole previous life in comparison to finding his Savior Jesus is but poop. Let that shock you. And he goes on to say this. I consider it dung in order that I may gain Christ, the Messiah, and may be found in him, not having righteousness derived from the law, but that which is through trust in Messiah, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of what?
For by grace you are saved, how? And not of yourselves. It's God's gift. If you know Jesus Christ this morning, anything else, Paul says, in comparison to knowing him, is what? Whew, Paul, you are.